In January, the UN's top court ordered Israel to do everything in its power to prevent genocidal acts in Gaza, but stopped short of ordering a ceasefire. South Africa, who took Israel to court, argued that the recent operation in the southern city of Rafah changes the situation and should compel the court to issue emergency orders. The court will give its ruling in the next hour. Israel wants the request thrown out, arguing an enforced ceasefire would allow Hamas to regroup and make it impossible to recover its hostages. Kim Sengupta is defence and diplomatic editor with the UK Independent and joins us again. Kim, thank you very much for speaking with us again today. What do you think the ICJ will do?
Well, Gavin, what we gather from the Israeli government is they're looking at three scenarios. One is that the ICJ will reject the South African case, which they think is highly unlikely. That the second scenario is that they will ask Israel to stop all operations in Gaza, which is a medium possibility, they say. And in their view, the high possibility is they may issue a ruling to stop the offensive in Rafah. But, you know, the Israelis have already said that they are not going to abide by any ICJ ruling. You know, they have been coming out robustly saying that this is a farcical use of human rights laws, so they are being very combative, but they're expecting some kind of sanctions.
Would the ruling make any difference at all?
Well, it may, in the sense that it does open the way to individual states to take sanctions, and as you can see, the mood towards Israel is changing. We've also had, of course, the ICC considering issuing warrants against Mr. Netanyahu, the Prime Minister, and Mr. Gallant, the Defence Minister, as well as the two Hamas leaders. You had, the three countries saying they will recognise a Palestinian state. So, it's possible that individual states, and maybe even some in the West, may consider sanctions against Israel if Israel, as they are threatening, completely ignore whatever the ICJ says.
Yes, as you've outlined, international pressure on Israel is increasing, but you've been in this game a long time. This isn't anything new. Unless the US joins that international pressure, it's not going to make any difference, really, is it?
Well, I mean, you're very right. I mean, frankly, Israel wouldn't be able to continue with this war if the Biden administration stopped its military and political support. And the Biden administration will undoubtedly use its veto if the UN, following the ICJ ruling, decides to take out a resolution, for example. The US can and will use its veto in the Security Council. But now, the fact remains, we are seeing a quite pronounced stance of changing stance towards Israel, and I think although it may not be effective immediately, it is having an effect on really the balance of consensus about what Israel is doing, and the fact that the Israelis are worried, as they say to us privately, is, I think, significant.
It's being reported that the Irish ambassador to Israel, Sonia McGuinness, was among those called to the Israeli foreign ministry to watch a video of Hamas taking hostages, including female soldiers, on October the 7th by Hamas, and that the encounter was filmed by Israeli media. Is that type of reprimand unprecedented?
Well, Gavin, this particular video, I remember, Gavin, seeing when I went to Israel the week after the 7th October massacre, as did, dozens and dozens of other journalists. And this particular video has been added to, and the latest version has, as you point out, got the footage of women being taken prisoners. The Israeli view is that the world has forgotten what happened on 7th October. What's happened in Gaza is very much now in the forefront of the discourse about the war. And, you know, and that's what they keep on wanting to remind people. And Israeli media itself, in the parts of it, has become, you know, quite hostile towards Western opinion. So this is not surprising at all that, you know, this is what they're doing.
Kim Sengupta, defence and diplomatic editor with the UK Independent. Thank you for speaking with us today.